Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, we're going to talk to a lady who may be a grammar Nazi. We're not sure, but she's very, very strong views about the subject of good grammar. Emily Crowley, good morning to you.
Morning, Joe. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, no, it's great. Now, Emily, you're writing in the Examiner. You've done a story in the Examiner about good grammar this week, didn't you? Can you tell us about that?
I did. And basically, for context, we have a Gen Z columnist in the Examiner, and she writes every week, and she's brilliant, and everything she puts out is, a lot of it is very relatable. And she wrote a piece on how people in their 30s and above use full stops when text messaging. And she just found it a bit, I suppose, straight to the point, very kind of, I suppose, cold. And it kind of, she was saying that it kind of freaks her out a small bit, basically, in between the lines. And we were just having a chat about it in the office, and we decided we'd do a little rebuttal, and myself and my colleague Caroline Delaney kind of stood up in defence of the full stop.
Okay, so that's Jane Cohen, who has been a regular on the show here as well, I believe. You're a Gen Z columnist.
Jane, yeah, that's her. And in fairness, she was a very good sport. She got on to me and she said that she was going to face her fears. She sent me a message, and the message was punctuated with plenty of full stops. So I think she is trying to, go beyond her own horizons a small bit. Yeah. And she was very good about it. And the piece, I completely understand where she was coming from in her piece. I suppose they are just a different generation nowadays. So she had her fair points. She got on to me and she took it all very well, and it was all in good spirit. So there's no kind of bad blood between us or anything like that,
Are we putting too much, do people put too much importance on bad grammar? I know there's a real sort of like age divide between people who maybe grew up before social media, before WhatsApp, before text messaging and all that kind of stuff. I mean, is it important to have a full stop at the end of a WhatsApp message?
No, like, to be honest, it's not going to be the end of the world. I just know personally, for me, do you know, if you're making plans with somebody, say, I prefer to have somebody say, I'll be there on Thursday, see you then, goodbye, or whatever, do you know, or punctuated with a smiley face or anything, whatever you're having. But I do suppose I don't like the kind of hemming and hawing, and I feel like an ellipsis, which is three full stops, my nerdy knowledge coming out now, but I'm kind of, when I see an ellipsis, I'm like, what do you mean? Do you know, are you going to continue this sentence?
Yes,
you know, is there going to be more? Is there more coming?
To be continued.
Are you, like, it's kind of, do you want me to finish your sentence, or is that it? Do you know, so do you know, like I said, it's not the end of the world, and like, the whole piece was just a bit of fun, really. But I suppose for the likes of me, I work primarily as a sub editor, which I suppose for those who don't know is kind of, The pieces come in from reporters and journalists, and we will go through it for spelling and grammar and punctuation, making sure it all reads well and that it's easy on the eye. And I suppose that kind of sometimes will translate into my personal life as well.
Yes.
Now, like, there are going to be days as well where sometimes when I'm off the clock, I don't really care about grammar and spelling. And sometimes if I'm tired, I will right, the wrong, there, there, or there. I might miss an apostrophe here. So, like, you know, I could be a bit of a hypocrite as well going on about it, but, you know, I do make the mistakes as well myself. So, well, you know, no, none of us are perfect.
Yeah, well, newspaper subs were the original grammar Nazis. I worked in newspapers for years, and I think I sent a few subs to Homes for the Bewildered, to be honest with you, because my my copy was never the cleanest, it's funny actually, because I got such a rigid education with that, and I had it almost beaten into me. When I see people mixing up there and there, which is one of the most common one, or should of instead of should have, you know, you should have thought about that. And actually, I cringe a bit, and it just makes me almost like, oh no, please don't do that.
Yeah,
you know?
Defiantly, indefinitely, or another one that kind of gets me. Yeah.
College and collage as well. You know, people write. Yeah, I have to wait. No, my friend's coming back from collage. Do you know what does it a lot as well? Spell checker. Spell checkers. They put in the wrong word, and you don't know what you're doing.
Yes, I even find on the iPhone nowadays, if I'm going to say, you know, they were, sometimes it automatically will correct to they were. So, you know, like, it is annoying. And like they say nowadays that there's kind of no excuse for getting spelling wrong and grammar wrong, because all of our phones have autocorrect, or you could have other apps like Grammarly, which will help people. But, you know, again, you know, AI isn't perfect either. So we do, like, a lot of it is just kind of, you have to sit down, you have to learn it. But for a lot of people as well, you know, if you've got intellectual disabilities, if you've got learning issues, sometimes that can be hard. So again, like I keep saying this and I sound like a broken record, but it isn't the end of the world. But I suppose when it's in your schoolhouse, I suppose from a day-to-day perspective, it is going to be constantly on my mind.
I have another terrible compulsion that if people send me a WhatsApp or a text or whatever and they don't put emoji at the end of it, I get upset, because I'm kind of, you know, I want to see the thumbs up or the smiley face to know that it's a nice message, or they're happy with me, or everything's okay. Otherwise, it comes across as really cold. So I'm kind of compulsively put the thumbs up emoji at the end of it. So I'm like, you know, I'll see you later, thumbs up, or I'll get that, or I'll do that. Where do you stand on emojis? Are you a fan?
I am a fan, you know, and I think, Joe, like that, they can add to the mood of your text. You know, if you, because I, by nature, I'm a very sarcastic person. Yeah. I know I probably don't sound it now going on about
really?
Grammar and punctuation.
You're sarcastic, are you? You're more sarcastic than me.
So the crying laughing emoji is probably top of the list for me.
Yeah.
But again, the emojis are kind of like a language in themselves. And I know Gen Z have a different take on them than I would. I know, Joe, where I use the crying laughing emoji, I think they tend to use the skull emojis, because like, you're laughing so much you're dead. I think Gen Z then as well will find the thumbs up, and I'm a big fan of the thumbs up, but they find it passive aggressive. So it's completely like, even it is a language in itself, but it's different then from generation to generation. I am a big fan. And sometimes for the crack, I just scroll through them to see the emojis that I haven't really seen before.
Yes.
You know, and like, they're very eye-opening when you realize what's actually there, and the level of detail in them as well is spectacular. But I would be a fan. And like, you know, if you want to use an emoji in place of a full stop or a colon or a comma, I'm all for it.
Yeah,
so it's just whatever.
I got cut out recently, and with Cork Bio, I work with a pretty young team, and I was using the side eye emoji all of the time, and I thought that meant we'll keep an eye on that, but that's not what that means at all.
No, that can be interpreted a couple of different ways.
So it's good. So you got to watch your P's and Q's and watch your watch your emojis, yeah?
Yes.
Okay,
P's and Q's P's and Q's without the apostrophe. Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, Emily, thanks very much for taking the time out to talk to us this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
Okay,
good to chat to you.
Bye. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Cork's 96 FM.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout.
36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.